The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
May God be on my lips and in my heart. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Love one another. That's not new as a goal for what we're here for, right? It's the essence of Jesus' message. It's the point of his mission. Love one another. So, how are we doing? Well, I love my family. I love my friends. I love my church. I love my country. Most of it. If you laughed, you're guilty too. To truly assess how we are doing with that simple command, we need to understand it clearly. We look at the words closely. The English word we use is love, but there are shades of meaning. The original Greek imperative of the scripture, and I'm going to pronounce it like it's Spanish, agapate, isn't naming a warm, fuzzy emotion or an erotic attraction. It's not about the connection we feel with parents or siblings or children. Agape, I'm sure you've heard before, signifies the highest form of commitment that one person can have for another or for a group. It's self-giving. It's merciful. It is generative. It's what lets life continue. Love one another. It might sound like Jesus is telling his disciples to love each other within the group. And that certainly is how we as humans have interpreted love throughout our history. Within our group, where it's safe. But if we put this into the context of everything that Jesus taught and everything that he did, I think it's clear that he meant for us to learn that one another has no group boundaries. It's not exclusive to our family or our friends or our countrymen. It's clear that one another, when he uses it, is in the sense of all humanity. Everybody. Maybe all creation, huh? So how do we measure that? We have to look at the hard evidence, things we can see. How do we express this love, this agape? Mercy is one of the measurable components of love in practice. How merciful are we as individuals or in community, in our church or in the nation we inhabit? Remember in 2016, Pope Francis proclaimed a year of mercy in the church? Back then, Father Ron Rollheiser, who is a great writer on spiritual journey, great writer, wrote 10 commandments of mercy. Here are a few of them. Remember that mercy lies deepest in God's heart. Mercy is God's essence. The Hebrew word hesed, he wrote, captures this idea best. It connotes one who loves, embraces, forgives, even when, or especially when, we don't deserve it. Remember that mercy is the essence of all true religion. Remember that we all stand forever in need of mercy. There are no righteous persons, Father Rollheiser wrote. We feel God's love most when we admit that we fall short. And next commandment, remember that having received mercy, we must show mercy to others. Mercy is meant to flow through us. When we withhold mercy from others, we desecrate God's gift to us. Here's a tough one. Remember that mercy is not opposed to justice, but is its fulfillment. It doesn't soften justice. It makes it holy. And remember that only with the practice of mercy will God's kingdom come. Only when mercy replaces self-interest within me, within my community, within my nation, can God's love for creation truly manifest. And here comes the really hard one. Brace yourself. Remember that mercy needs to be practiced collectively. If our society or our church does not attend to all of its members, especially the most vulnerable, we are condemned as humans to repeat our ongoing perpetual cycle of violence and oppression and exploitation. And that makes any true, just, lasting peace impossible. I recommend that you read the whole thing. Just Google Father Ron, Ten Commandments of Mercy. You'll find the whole thing. So the question is, looking at mercy that way, where's our hope today? Where is it? It will show up in just a few minutes. Bradley will start us off. We come to the Eucharist. We keep trying. We keep coming for the mercy that we ourselves need. We keep coming for a closer union with God, who calls us to be His presence on this earth. In the Eucharist, we have an opportunity, if we open ourselves, to find the grace that will bring us just one step closer to becoming bearers of mercy into the world.